Yesterday, tens of thousands of AT&T subscribers felt unsubscribed. They mysteriously lost cell service. The outage lasted nearly 12 hours and prompted federal officials to look into cyber attack. In the end, AT&T said it was a technical issue, an incorrect process when its workers were expanding their network. Mike Regan is dialed into the story. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So yesterday, some AT&T users couldn't make 911 calls. Many just saw an SOS signal in the top left. What happened to the network?
Well, as you pointed out, AT&T, by the end of the day, came out and said, based on their initial review, they believe that it was caused by, quote, what they called application and execution of an incorrect process used as we were expanding our network. And they added that they did not believe it was a cyber attack. And that was sort of the concern all day. My colleagues at Bloomberg had reported that the FBI and Homeland Security were actually investigating it as a potential cyber attack, because clearly, this is the type of thing that a U.S. adversary or any sort of bad actor who's capable of committing a cyber attack would be very interested in doing. I mean, AT&T is a very integral part of this country, has been throughout its history.
Yeah.
Currently has 87 million customers. It's the third biggest wireless carrier. So it was a big deal. AT&T, by the end of the day, again, saying it was not a cyber attack, however.
Yeah. But it just raises this question of how dependent we are on this technology. Now, some listeners may not remember life before cell phones, just after the earth cooled. I remember my first, blue plastic Nokia. I could use it to pound nails. And before that, landlines, right? Have we become, Mike, too dependent on wireless networks?
I think yesterday was a huge wake-up call, Scott. I'll say personally, I'm an AT&T customer who was affected. I've got a daughter in college, two daughters in high school, and that sudden feeling that you could not communicate with them was very disturbing. And some of the other customers that were affected, I think, are even more alarming. The FBI itself was affected. And there's something called FirstNet, which is a government partnership with AT&T that provides communication services to something like 27,000 public safety agencies across the country, local agencies. So what this meant was that some 911 networks were affected, as well as other sort of emergency first responder communication systems. So I think for sure it was a big wake-up call. We haven't heard the end of this, I'm guessing. It's the type of thing that politicians will certainly take note of, and it wouldn't surprise me to see some AT&T executives asked to come before Congress and sort of explain what happened and explained, what they're doing to prevent it from happening again.
Yeah, and real quickly, that's the question. I mean, does the government or industry have some kind of redundancy plan, or are we just kind of where we are right now?
I think we're sort of where we are. I imagine this is going to inspire a lot of conversations about what needs to be done some fixes in the future.
Okay. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.